So Belfast St Patrick's Day parade will go ahead, the council ruled last night. It comes after concerns were raised over health and safety fears due to the size of the crowd, with plans to possibly scrap the event. But last night's meeting led to angry exchanges as Sinn Féin and unionist councillors clashed over a presentation made to the committee about the overall event and how it could be improved. During the meeting, the PEP councillor John Kyle was there, and afterwards he spoke, saying that the festival was no longer inclusive and that it was a cold house for unionists. Here he is talking.
I mean, it has potential to unite people, but it also has the potential to divide people. And it has been a divisive issue in recent years. So there was robust debate about it. I think people were genuinely looking to try and find a way forward. We need to work to make it more inclusive. It's not just going to happen. And for people to say, look, we are having difficulties and there need to be changes, and then to be criticised as being racist, I think was unfortunate, but I think it was also wrong.
That's the PUP councillor John Kyle there. Now, just before we came on air, I spoke to the Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Hargey, who I began by asking what was discussed at the council meeting last night.
Well, basically, there was two reports last night. The first was a report by FELA, who are an events organisation in West Belfast, and they presented a report which council commissioned, looking at how we could grow St Patrick's Day as a city event. Looking forward, there could be an economic driver for tourism potential going forward. The second part of the agenda then was looking at next year's St Patrick's Day parade and carnival. And obviously within the report, there was a recommendation to consider withdrawing the concert.
Yeah, the St Patrick's Day concert, in terms of they had health and safety concerns around trying to manage when the parade ends and it gets into that concert. So that was overruled, so that didn't go through.
No, that didn't. We made a recommendation as a party in order to actually just change the route of the parade ending so that it didn't clash with the concert. Staff actually on the night presented the report said that that could be accommodated and that that could happen. And indeed then that was agreed by the committee. So the other recommendation to refuse the concert then was withdrawn.
I'm reading in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, Deirdre, and it mentions a DUP councillor who said that the event and the celebrations to a large extent are a cold house for unionists. What would you say to that?
Well, I completely disagree with that. Some of political unionism in City Hall did try to say last night that these are sensitive and divisive issues. And I just think that any time that there's any sense of Irishness or an Irish identity being portrayed within the city, that they then say that that's sensitive or divisive. But when a unionist identity is portrayed, and rightly so, there's no issue. And I just think it's short-sightedness.
You don't think there's any elements off the parade or the concert that might put unionists off, that might make them feel slightly less welcome?
The bigger issue, and what staff have been telling us, is the fact that St Patrick's Day is not a public holiday. So you do find that many unionist communities, particularly their schools, actually don't get the day off when it falls on a weekday. And I think that is one of the biggest stumbling blocks to allowing them to fully engage in the day.
Okay. Well, let's be very specific then. Things like tricolours flying during the event, at the parade, do you think that will make some unionists feel uncomfortable and that perhaps they're not welcome there?
Well, I don't feel that it should. I mean, on the 12th of July, there are union flags that are flown throughout the city centre.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't feel that attacks my identity in any way. I mean, the reality is, under the Good Friday Agreement, two identities were recognised on the island, particularly in the six counties.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying in terms of identity, but being welcome and an event that is truly for all, do you think that the presence of flags, in this case at St Patrick's Day, the tricolour, would it make some unionists feel uncomfortable, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think that it should. I think there are two identities that need to be respected, that need to be celebrated. And I think that that can be done in an inclusive way. If there are issues, I mean, we know we're a city emerging from conflict. There are still communal tensions. But I don't see St Patrick's Day being the divisive issue. political unionism are trying to use this as a divisive issue. There are many, many Protestants, many unionists who come out and enjoy the day.
Do you think it's an inclusive event then, Deirdre?
I do think it's an inclusive event, and I think a lot of work has been put into making it an inclusive event, and I think we could actually go further. When you look at Dublin, when you look at New York, when you look at Sydney, these are massive days in which unionists, I'm sure, attend those events as well when they travel to those countries. They probably go for the St. Patrick's Day festivities. It's not contentious or sensitive.
I understand that, Deirdre. I do, but let's be honest and say that in Northern Ireland, quite often, circumstances can be different in terms of your nationality or your Irishness and how you feel than when you're abroad. And if you're here, things like flags can often and are often very contentious and can make people feel uncomfortable. We've heard about, you know, flags being put up in different areas of Belfast and how that makes residents there feel. So surely, to some extent, that transfers.
A paramilitary
I didn't
flag.
Mention any kind of flag.
You're saying put up in Belfast, there's the recent issue of Cantrell Close. A paramilitary flag, which is there to intimidate, is completely different.
It is, and I am not, Deirdre, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying that, I am not talking about paramilitary flags. I'm talking about the likes of the tricolour or Union Jacks. If you live, for example, a unionist and living on the Falls Road and someone puts a tricolour up outside your house, would that make you feel uncomfortable? Just like if you lived, say, for example, in East Belfast and you're a Catholic and someone puts a Union Jack up outside your house, it's going to make, well, in some circumstances, people feel uncomfortable.
That's a completely different debate, Finny, because that's where flags are used to mark territory and used to intimidate.
But we're talking about what you're calling an inclusive event when it comes to St. Patrick's Day.
There is no element of that within the City Hall or within the St. Patrick's Day parade. There was an agreed symbol that was agreed, which is a shamrock. But we shouldn't get away that a sense of Irishness and a display of an Irish culture and identity should not be seen as sensitive or divisive.
Okay.
Nor should the display of a unionist culture or identity in their flags be seen as sensitive or divisive.
Your Sinn Féin colleague, Kieran, just
the Good Friday Agreement.
Okay.
We should be more mature about our politics.
I'm only moving on just because I know we're pushed for time this morning. Your Sinn Féin colleague, Kieran Beattie, is reported as accusing some councillors of anti-Irishness.
Well, I think there was an anti-Irish sentiment. I think when there was the idea of how we could grow this event in terms of turning the river green, some politicians did shudder at the thought of that. They said that that wouldn't be inclusive, that that would be divisive. I mean, there's buildings globally, Tourism Ireland globally have the greening for St. Patrick's Day. We turn the City Hall green. What is the issue? I do think when you look at an issue of trying to present Irish culture and identity, there are those who see it as inferior to other identities, and that goes to the heart of the problem. There are two identities recognised under the Good Friday Agreement, and indeed we have new identities and new communities that are now living here, and all of those should have equal place within our city. We are a city of equals, and that's how we should be going forward.
Deirdre, last question for you this morning. We've mentioned in terms of the suggestion that the River Lagan could be green for St Patrick's. How would you honestly feel about it being orange for the 12th?
I would have no issue whatsoever, Vinny.
Okay.
As I say, we are a city of many identities and they should be respected and reflected in our city.
Deirdre Hargrey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So what do you reckon? 030 30 80 55 55. Do some people who feel Irish feel that their Irishness is inferior? Or maybe perhaps you're a unionist and you think, I do enjoy going to the St. Patrick's Day celebrations and I feel like it is as much a part of my culture and somewhere for me to go and enjoy myself. I feel welcome there. Or perhaps you feel the other. 030 30 80 55 55. We'll speak to the UUP councillor, Chris McGimsey, and the Alliance councillor, Emmett McDonagh-Brown, in just a moment. Jim Wilson's called in. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Have you ever been to the St. Patrick's Day celebrations?
No, I haven't, and I was on a programme with Martin O'Mueller about a couple of years ago, and I said it would be nice if I was able to take my grandchildren and see it and celebrate it. But do you think if Jim Wilson walked into the centre of the town on a day like that there, that I'd be welcome? And I think David...
Well, you tell me why you don't feel that you are.
Well, because I'm a loyalist, number one, and because it has been turned into more or less what we see in our community as a Republican thing. But Deirdre, you know, is a bit disingenuous, sir. Deirdre turns around and says about flags, and she says about flags marking territory.
She would, of course, deny that she's being disingenuous. But I'm curious as to what happens on the event, Jim, that makes you feel comfortable.
She's allowed to make statements in reference to flags being intimidation within the Loyalist Committee. Yet of all, when there was tricolours and that there, it's culture and it's identity. So, you know, you can't have it both ways, you know.
No, but to be fair to Deirdre, there was, and some people would say there is a difference between putting up a paramilitary flag and putting up a Union Jack or a tricolour.
Yeah, I know, and I understand that.
But I'm keen, just the event as it is, because we were talking to Deirdre there about, you know, is it inclusive? Does it make you feel like you can attend and you're welcome to attend?
No, well, not at the present with my grandchildren, and I wouldn't feel safe also. And don't forget, John Cale was one of the people who actually marched at the front of St. Patrick's Day not so long ago, you know, and I remember that well, you know. So, you know, let's be honest about it, you know, it's not... And likewise, and I said to Martin O'Mueller, wouldn't it be brilliant in this country if you were able to go with your children and being known as a Sinn Féin person and watching and enjoy the 12th of July?
Well, do you think that happens?
Are we working towards that? I don't think so. I don't think there's enough work being put into sectarianism and work being put into for both communities to respect each other's cultures and respect what each believes, what is important to them. And when we get to that point, maybe Jim Wilson, maybe Martin O'Mueller and people like that could go and watch each other's, I mean, without fear of being sat upon or being abused and that there. And if this country ever gets to that point, then I would say that we're in a country that we can all be proud of.
Jim, there'll be people saying if you've never been to the event itself, then what makes you think...
Do you think I'm a fool? Do you think, you know, I can remember walking out of the town, coming out of an end-of-year court case, and I got abused by young lads who were from the Short Strand. They'll call me all sorts of things and shouting out. And do you think if I went in there amongst a lot of young lads and people, I mean, I'm not saying all those people that go to
There's thousands and thousands of people at the event.
Of course there is. And it would
it's
be
not
wonderful.
Fair to take a very small and unfortunate...
Unfortunately, that's the way it's done on both sides. It's done, you know, on the 12th of July, when there's a couple of things happened here in East Belfast one time that were totally disrespectful to people in the chapel and all there, and that happened, and that was highlighted throughout Northern Ireland. So it does come down to those few that do that, and unfortunately, that's the way media will latch on to the ones that are here who are on the bigger picture.
Well, hold on a minute, Jim, but it's you that's latching on to the minorities in terms of the influence that the negative people have on people as a mass.
You're saying to me not to latch on to that. What I'm saying to you is that it only takes a half a dozen people to ruin an event, whether it's the 12th of July or whether it's St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, Jim.
What we're trying to get to is a point where we, in this country, hopefully, at some day, maybe I not be alive at the time, but someday that nationalists can go and watch the 12th of July and enjoy it and respect it, and we can go and watch St. Patrick's Day and enjoy it and respect
it. Okay, Jim, thank you. UEP Councillor Chris McGimsey and the Alliance Councillor Emmett McDonough-Brown. Emmett, we'll start with you. What do you reckon in terms of what you've heard? Do you believe it is an inclusive event? Is it fair to say that it is a cold house for unionists?
I don't think it's fair to say that, Vinny. I mean, I think, you know, the decision last night to proceed with the parade and the concert was reached by agreement. There wasn't a vote taken. Everybody was on board with the idea once we addressed the issues. So I think it's not fair to say that the city's a cold house for unionists. If you just take a look around the streets, and even through the months and years, you'll find that there's actually quite a vibrant expression of culture on all sides in Belfast, as it should be. And I don't think we should really be in the business of trying to strangle the St. Patrick's Day parade for this kind of synthetic argument that it's not inclusive.
Chris McGimsey?
I don't think there's a few things I'd like to say. Nobody's trying to strangle the St. Patrick's Day parade. The Belfast City Council's proposal this year was the parade would be bigger and would be more varied, and there would be pop-up different points of entertainment for people, because we're expecting the crowds going to it to grow. So I don't know where the idea of strangling the St. Patrick's Day parade comes from. But can I make another general point too, Penny, just before we start? Increasingly browned off with Sinn Féiners explaining to me what it's like to be Irish and only their definition of Irish. Can I just say, I have never felt myself to be anything else other than Irish. I'm an Irish unionist, I'm a member of the Grand Orange Lodge of Ireland, I'm a member of the Irish Association for Cultural and Economic, and I'm a member of the non-subscribing Presbyterian Church in Ireland, and I also have an Irish surname. So I am no doubt about my Irishness, and I do not need Deirdre Hargy or anybody else to come down and explain to me what Irishness is about or what it's like to be Irish. The concern here is quite simple. We were advised that there might be difficulties with regard to the crowds going into the concert, and it was recommended by the officers that it shouldn't happen this year. Now, various views were emerged. Sinn Féin said 3 days before the meeting that they were voting against this, irrespective of what was said. The rest was held their guns. They were backing the officers. And the officers eventually came up with another proposal, which got nodded through. The concern last night was with some of the recommendations that came through from somebody representing one of these people that make reports out and so on. And the vision, which was supported by Sinn Féin, the vision for the future St. Patrick's Day parade was amazing. There was the silly nonsense, corny was the phrase Brian Kingston used about it, nonsense of, let's dye the lagan green. You know, big day.
What's wrong with that?
I have no problem. Look, you want to dye every river on the island of Ireland green for St. Patrick's Day if you think it's going to help your...
Yeah, but you said a moment ago it was silly. You paraphrased someone else saying it was silly nonsense, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's silly nonsense. You don't have to do it. I lived in New York for a number of years. Yeah, I've been there. I've sat and drunk the green beer and on St. Patrick's Day. And you know what it is? It's just beer with a bit of vegetable colouring in it.
Okay, Chris, let's let Emma back in.
I can tell you what's silly about this. So last night there was a presentation before the formal report comes. The council commissioned this presentation. It had some ideas which found favour, some ideas which probably wouldn't. And the report, whenever it comes in its fullest form, will give us an opportunity to debate in detail and in full what we want to see for St. Patrick's Day going forward. And we will have a conversation at that point as a council and as elected representatives about what the best way forward for that is. I think it's totally rash and precipitate to say that what was indicative in the report last night is going to be what actually happened, because we haven't taken that decision. And when we come to take that decision, we will have a full report in front of us with all the facts and figures and all the issues that we can debate.
Okay, well, explain to me then, Emma, just obviously the first point is, I take it we can assume that the concert will definitely go ahead.
Yes, it looks that way. We've said to the officers to look at the logistics and barring any health and safety issues, to proceed on the basis there'll be the parade and the concert.
Chris, going back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of people feeling welcome and it being an inclusive event, as a unionist, you've spelled out very clearly how you feel in terms of your Irishness. Do you feel welcome at the event? Do you attend it?
Well, I don't attend the event, and let me explain why. Because for 30 years I've been going to another event organised by the Irish Association for Cultural, Economic and Social Relations, which is a cross-community,
okay,
cross-border organisation.
But would you feel welcome to go to the Belfast City, their St. Patrick's Day celebrations?
I'm really not sure, because I haven't been to it, but I know constituents, and I know constituents of mine who have attended it and have felt uncomfortable and have left. And I know constituents of mine who have stood at the city centre, watched the parade, but did not feel comfortable like going down to the concert. So I mean, we know whether those are legitimate or fears or not. I mean, we know that is a view. And then John Kyle was right. The general view amongst unionists is that this parade is becoming increasingly a colder parade for unions.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, and I would say the same to John if he was available this morning, but you can't say that and then not give us specifics. What is it about the parade? What is it about the celebrations that makes unionists feel uncomfortable?
Well, unionists tell me that it's the general atmosphere. They tell me that the preponderance of Irish flags, and they simply feel that they're watching somebody else's parade. Now, that's what they tell me.
The presence of tricolours, is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what people say. Can I say, look, the proposal last night, which is only a proposal, and Emmett McDonough Brown's quite right, and let's be clear about this will all have to be discussed. But the flags were raised last night. They're talking that one of the proposals last night was that there will be feeder parades from certain districts in Belfast leading into the parade to the main parade. I can see that as a recipe for disaster, but that was enthusiastically supported by the Sinn Féin councillors.
Why do you see that as a recipe for disaster, Chris? What's the problem with it?
Well, irrespective of your views on the 12th of July, all of the problems that take place, historically, it's a matter of public record, problems don't take place with the main 12th parade. Problems take place, for whatever reason, with feeder parades. And what the proposal last night was that there would be a number of feeder parades go through the city on the on the 17th of March, leading to the main parade. I think that there is could be a recipe for disaster.
Okay.
And something that would concern me.
Chris and Emmett, stay there for just a moment. Declan Boyle, independent Belfast councillor, has contacted us. Good morning, Declan.
Morning.
Were you there last night?
I was, yes.
Well?
Yeah. I did ask John at the time that if it was a cold house, or I felt it was a cold house, then we need to see what the feel of the cold house is and how it may possibly be addressed or looked at. But my other main point was, if we're putting a bid in for European City of Culture, which we're doing, to attract all types of events and people into Belfast, then we really need to be able to cope with a concert of 6,000 and a parade, a Symphonic Day parade ending, and I think that moving one earlier on in the day or ending it a slightly further away is possibly the answer. But I think we're sending out the message that we are able to cope with things like this without any problem, and I think we will cope with it without any problem. But to have it that we possibly are talking about cancelling the concert because of that, I think was the wrong move, and we really need to be saying that we are open to have concerts and festivals, and we need to be able to send that message out.
OK, Declan Boyle, thank you very much. Let's take some more calls on this. David in South Belfast. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'll tell you what, I went to the Unionist, I went to St Patrick's Day parade 2 years ago, and unfortunately, sorry to say this, but I certainly wouldn't have been compacted again. I met my friends who are, some of them who are Catholic and some of them are Protestant, and we all left because of Republican songs and of the Probies and all this.
Who was singing those kind of songs?
Ones were going along with the parade were shouting up the Probies. Now, my friends looked at me because they knew I was totally... no matter why they were shouting up the Probies, actually, they were shouting up something else. It didn't make any difference to me. I was against the whole lot, shouting that kind of carry on. But we moved away. It was almost like, I'm sorry for saying this, I was in New York 6 years ago, and I enjoyed the St. Patrick's Day. It's certainly not for Unionist people. It's intimidation.
But these are, just to be clear, David, these are people that are attending the parade, as opposed to anything that was, just let me finish the point, anything was put on from the council, from Belfast City Council's point of view. So the organisers.
If you want that to be a mixed and everybody to go along, everybody's got to stop this nonsense of up the UDF or up the IRA. They've got to stop that.
Why do you think they do it? What is it that makes them want to...
They're drinking even in the streets. And, you know, I'm not saying, I've seen it on the 12th of July, too. I've seen people doing things. I'm going to myself, for goodness sake, I don't want to see it or hear it. I just want to watch the band again, watch the parade together. But yet, tricolour doesn't annoy me. I'm a British citizen. It doesn't annoy me whatsoever. What annoys me is when stupid people start shouting up remarks of a terrorist organisation. It's something I cannot accept, no matter who's singing it or who's shouting it. It's not acceptable. It should be a day for everybody, but it's long, long away from that ever happening. I'm sorry. It's just not working yet.
I think it's a fair point that David makes. Obviously, in terms of the organisers, they're not the people that are... that are asking or creating this kind of atmosphere, but the people that attend, and perhaps some of them, and once again, let's not tar everyone with the same brush, some of them feel that it is appropriate to say things that will make other people there feel very uncomfortable.
And of course, nobody supports that, Vinny. I mean, there are always public order issues at large-scale events, and sadly, in Northern Ireland, those can carry a particular complexion depending on the event and on the time of year. That much we know. It's not an argument against having the event, though. And I think you have to be really clear. I think, you know, David made an interesting point, which is that the tricolour at the St Patrick's Day Parade doesn't threaten his Britishness. And of course it doesn't. And that's absolutely right. And that's how people should see it. People are entitled to their identity. They're entitled to their aspirations. But I think they have to tolerate and accept that other people...
But you hear what Chris McGimsey said in terms of some of his constituents and how they felt with the presence of the flag there.
Well, it's not for me to doubt Chris McGimsey in that respect. I'm sure what he says is true. But again, it's impossible to control for these things in the public setting.
Yeah, I mean, but how do we get to that point? How do we try and move towards it? Because you could say, oh, education, educate people in terms of history and what happened. But will that really make a difference? How can you change something that's totally out of your control?
I think we have to show a little bit more generosity of spirit around some of these things.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that people will tolerate and accept the fact that there is a parade for St Patrick's Day in Belfast on the patron saint of Ireland.
Yes,
Day.
But people running around shouting up the IRA, as you heard David suggest there.
And I said nobody supports that. But you also have to accept then that the 12th of July is a parade which has a legitimate cultural expression as well. And they're two sides of the same coin in that respect. So I think if you're going to demand tolerance for one, you have to demand tolerance for all. And certainly I'm proud to be in a party which does that.
Okay, John in Dundonald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vinny. I just take it by what some of the contributors have said there. They'll be encouraging PAL community to have some feeder parades going into St Patrick's Day next year, and they can carry their union flags and their flags of Ulster and their St Patrick's crosses, and they'll be made more than welcome.
Have you been to the St Patrick's Day parade yourself?
Yes, on many occasions.
And what do you think when you're there?
I go in because I usually go to some of the pubs because I actually like Irish music. But as for the parade itself, I wouldn't actually go too much near the parade because it is just a hotbed for Irish Republican songs and up the IRA, as the other chap said there.
How common is that? I'm going to have to be honest and say I've never actually been to it myself. But how common is that? Or are we once again talking about a very small minority of people?
No, it's not a small minority of people. And again, I'll say what the chap says. It's not actually the people in the parade themselves. It's the ones at the side. Now, what we need to this has been portrayed as an inclusive day for everyone. So the organisers need to do something about it.
How do you do something about that unless you vet everyone that goes in there and make them sign some kind of waiver saying they won't sing songs? It'll make some people feel uncomfortable and search them to make sure they're not carrying any flags.
Well, then again, what they need to say then, well, I'm sorry, we've done our best to make it inclusive, but we've failed. It's not inclusive. Just be honest.
Is that not quite sad when we say that out loud?
Well, it's not sad, it's just being honest.
But it's 2017 and we're really at a point where we can't have an event, such a major event in the city, something that should maybe bring people together, and it does the opposite.
Yes, of course it's sad because St Patrick was a British saint, so everybody should be able to celebrate his day in an inclusive way. But the way it is at the moment, it's not inclusive. So until somebody comes up with an idea to make it inclusive... Well, I'm sorry, that's the way it is, and people just need to be honest about it.
John, thank you. Chris McGimsey, do some unionists feel like it almost goes against your unionist roots or your unionist identity to attend the parade?
No, I don't know. Some unionists might feel that way. So that would certainly not be my view, as I've been to St Patrick's Day parades before.
But not ours.
No, I know, because of a dairy clash, something that
I know, but it's something that you could, if you wanted to try and show your support for the council you're a member of, you might, you know, make a few changes, plan ahead.
Oh, well, I suppose probably I could, but I could just kind of say, and I hope people are not too disappointed that I don't go. I'm sure they can contain the disappointment. But I mean, it's not a political statement. It's just on a busy day, I haven't been to see it. But I mean, like the point is, and I think that gentleman David and that last spokesman John really summed it up. It's got to be down to the community. I don't know anybody in the unionist parties. Let's put it that way. I don't really know anybody in the unionist community who would be opposed to the St Patrick's Day parade. I think we should have a St Patrick's Day parade. I have no question of my Irishness, and I don't doubt my own Irishness.
Okay.
Like other people define it for me. The problem is, and listen, we've got to recognise. That not only are we having this problem with the crowds and the IRA songs and so on, there is a falling off of interest from community groups in Protestant and Unionist areas of being involved in the parade. And I think that is going to accelerate unless we do something about it.
Well, surely that is something that the organisers and the council could directly try and change.
Of course they must do. They must do. And the councillors must get support in that. I don't want anybody to put down that the unionists are just this flat earth society and we want to stop St Patrick's Day or St Patrick's Day parade. Quite the opposite. What we would like it to do is to be exclusive. To be inclusive, not exclusive. And that's, I fear okay. that's the way it's been going over the last number of years.
I have one last question for you. You've already outlined, Chris, that you don't go because of a dairy clash. Do you know of any other unionist councillors within Belfast City Council that do attend the St Patrick's Day Parade in Belfast?
Yeah, I personally know of any.
Yes.
it's not an issue I've ever spoken to anybody about, but I mean, hand in heart, no other unionist has ever said to me
It would be interesting to know if any of our unionist councillors sitting down there go to that event, a huge event. And I suppose, likewise, if you wanted to compare, it's not necessarily like for like, but the 12th, you know, our nationalist councillors in Belfast City Council, did any of them attend that event? 0-30-30, 80-55-55. We'll have to leave it there, Chris.
Not either, buddy.
Chris, well, perhaps you'll attend next year, but thank you very much. Chris McGempsey, thank you. Emmett McDonough-Brown, thank you. We'll